Hi there. This is Herman Munster. Now, I guess all of you have your favorite Munster story, but I thought you might like to hear mine. Well, it began one day when little Eddie came home from school very excited because all the other kids kept bragging about the camping trips their parents took them on. Well, Lily, Grandpa, and I agreed that a camping trip would be fun, and I thought it'd be a great idea for the Munsters to go out and meet nature face to face. Our niece Marilyn had to stay home and study for exams, but the next morning, Eddie and Grandpa and Lily and I loaded our car with tents and fishing poles and camping equipment, and even some snowshoes and water skis. Grandpa, of course, insisted on taking his electric chair along. It was really a nuisance, but Grandpa gets such a charge out of it. Anyway, we drove out of town and hit the highway for Shadow Pine Lake, a beautiful spot in the National Forest. When we stopped at the park entrance to get our camping permit, the two rangers there must not have been feeling very well, because when we gave them the money for the permit, they looked positively green. But they let us through anyway, and we found a beautiful campsite at the edge of Shadow Pine Lake. While I was pitching the tent, Grandpa complained about me pounding the stakes. Can you imagine? He said it gave him heartburn. But I finally got the tent pitched, and sure enough, Lily complained that I had put it in the wrong spot. She wanted it in the shade of a nearby tree. So the only thing I could do was to move it. I tell you, those giant redwood trees are rather heavy. But I finally moved this one to a spot that suited Lily, and we settled down for a nice weekend of camping. Eddie, of course, right away wanted to catch some fish, so I showed him how to cast the line from the shore. And you know, it was really great fishing, because in a minute I reeled in this beautiful cooked fish that looked as though it had just come out of the frying pan. And the next time I cast a line, I reeled in a very tasty barbecued chicken. And I told Lily and Grandpa this was the greatest fishing spot I'd ever seen. Well, that night, after Eddie had gone to bed and closed the lid on his sleeping bag, Grandpa, Lily, and I sat around the campfire telling stories. And while we were sitting there, we heard some wolves howling in the woods, and Grandpa got very homesick for the old country. In fact, when we went to bed, he insisted on staying up a little while longer to listen to the call of the wild. And you know something? Next morning, when we looked for Grandpa, he was missing, and his sleeping bag hadn't even been slept in. As we were trying to figure out what to do, Eddie turned on his portable radio, and the news reports said that the forest rangers had captured a full-grown wolf during the night. Well, what made it so unusual was that the wolf was a rare species that only lived in the wilds of Transylvania. Well, you could see what had happened. Sure. Grandpa couldn't resist the call of the wild, and in the night he must have turned himself into a wolf to join his friends in the woods. The radio said the wolf was being held at the ranger headquarters. But when Lily went there, she had a great deal of trouble. She told the man that she'd come to claim the wolf, and he said, "Do you mean it's your wolf?" And Lily said, "No, it's my father." Well, for some reason or other, the forest ranger thought this was rather strange, but he did agree to let Lily go out back and look at the wolf they'd captured during the night. When Lily saw Grandpa standing in that cage on all fours, she was really angry. And especially angry when she found out that the forest rangers would not let her take Grandpa home with her. They said this particular wolf was in the care of the park department and was being shipped to the New York Zoo the next day. Now, when Lily came back to the camp and told me this story, I realized it was time for me to spring into action. So, that night, I sneaked back to park headquarters and found Grandpa's cage. There he was, sitting there and scratching the back of his neck with his hind leg, just as though nothing had happened. Well, I was so angry, I picked up Grandpa by the scruff of the neck and carried him back to camp. And you know what? It turned out that Grandpa had forgotten how to change himself back into a person. So, when we finally got home to Mockingbird Lane, I gave the wolf a drink from a mixture in Grandpa's lab. It was a magic mixture. It was supposed to de-wolf him. Well, Grandpa lapped it up, but you know, nothing happened. He kept right on being a wolf. While we were wondering what to do, a stray cat ran past the window and Grandpa chased it across the front yard. That's when the de-wolfing potion took effect. And all of a sudden, there was Grandpa, his old self, running across the lawn on all fours. And you know something? He didn't remember a thing that happened, and when he asked what happened, Lily and Eddie and I decided we just didn't have the heart to tell him. Oh, say, by the way, I hope if he ever asks you, you won't tell him either. You see, he might think it was so much fun he'd want to do it all over again.